reading, writing, arithmetic, and cyber civics? Faced with problems like cyberbullying, fake news, and social media addiction, schools are dedicating class time to teaching students how to use digital tools responsibly. Schools in the Roaring Fork Valley may have different approaches, but they share the same goal, teaching kids to be good digital citizens. Tim Connolly and his sixth graders are talking cyber civics at the Waldorf School on the Roaring Fork. He reads scenarios about things like creating fake Snapchat accounts or responding to hurtful online comments. They jump in to discuss. Kids face questions like these every day. Student Nina Villafranco says her older sister is on her phone all the time, and it's changed their relationship.
I don't talk to her as much now that she's on her phone. When I do want to talk to her, I make her put it down.
Cybercivics isn't about making students afraid of the internet, but students like Henry Hendricks say they have learned to be cautious.
To be really careful with who you friend and stuff.
The Waldorf School is basically tech-free, pretty much no phones or computers. 7th and 8th graders might use the internet for some projects, but that's about it. Teacher Patty Connolly says it's not that the school is anti-technology.
Our approach really isn't no tech, it's slow tech.
The cyber civics curriculum starts in 6th grade. It gradually introduces things like learning about how nothing you post on the internet ever really goes away, and distinguishing between legitimate sources and ads while researching. Diana Graber wrote the curriculum Waldorf uses. She says it starts when kids are 12, because that's when they're ready to grapple with right and wrong, something she says is required to negotiate the internet.
You know, do I upload a picture that's going to hurt someone's feelings? Do I download music I haven't paid for?
Graber thinks it's clear that a healthy childhood doesn't include a device in kids' hands all the time.
Kids haven't changed. They still need hands-on experiences and face-to-face contact.
Both the World Health Organization and the American Pediatric Association agree that use of technology for young kids should be limited, even though there's not a lot of data on this yet. The iPad, after all, is barely 10 years old.
Concerns about screen time and concerns about overuse of technology are legitimate concerns, but we don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater.
Ben Baumfock is the Technology Integration Facilitator for the Roaring Fork School District. It's his job to get students ready to live in a digital world. He's led the charge in giving every student in the district in 4th through 12th grade access to a simple laptop called a Chromebook. Next year, 3rd graders will have them too. But he knows it would be careless to just put technology in their hands without any guidance.
When we're saying every student in 3rd or 4th through 12th grade is going to have access to the internet, then we have a responsibility to make sure that they're armed with the ability to make good decisions.
The Roaring Fork School District has classes similar to the cyber civics curriculum at Waldorf. The district has also screened documentaries looking at the effects of social media and hosted discussions for parents. But schools can only teach so much.
People focus on, oh, kids are addicted to their phones. Well, so are adults.
Baumfock says adults have to take a hard look at whether they're modeling healthy tech habits. Diana Graber, who wrote the cyber civics curriculum, agrees. She says one of her assignments is for kids to go on a 24-hour tech vacation, and parents are invited.
What I hear back from the kids is like, oh, there's no way my mom could do it, or my dad has to get his text messages.
She says with just a little education, younger generations could use technology more responsibly and with more perspective. Kristen Kay, Aspen Public Radio News.